be pleasant just because I'm happy to see you and have no ulterior motive whatsoever? Nope.
You're right. Let me try another approach. Please say it, Barbara. Please, please, please. I'll never ask another thing from you for the rest of my life. Please.
That's better. What do you want?
I want your old boyfriend, Jerry Duvall.
Jerry Duvall? Oh, yeah, the surfer.
Oh, Barbara, I ran into him downtown and he changed. He wears shirts now. With buttons and collars and everything, and he's just perfect for me. But you dated him first, so I couldn't go out with him unless you say it's okay.
Okay.
That's it? You give him away just like that?
Sure.
I used to be crazy about him, but it's over. I hope you two will be real happy together.
All right, what's wrong with him?
Nothing. Charlie's a great guy. If you want to date him, date him. I don't care.
Oh, thank you, Barbara, my wonderful, inscrutable sister.
Carol, it is no big deal. If I decide I want a boyfriend, I can go out and get another one.
Thanks for reminding me. I'm going to go call Jerry and tell him yes about tonight.
Have a good time.
Look, that's supposed to mean he's gay, isn't he?
Life goes on, and so do we. Just how we do it is no mystery. Hard to find. That's something I will never be. I'm always here for anything you need. Rain or shine, I'll be the one to share it all as life goes on. We share it all as life goes on.
Stop it, Lola, you're killing me. Lola, back at you. Oh, Lordy.
Well, pretty good joke, huh?
That was just one of them crazy stories from back home. You've heard me talk about Taylor Norton.
Ah, yes, the illustrious Taylor Norton. How is he?
A big nut, just like always. But now, last week, Taylor's daughter got married.
Oh, yeah. What's her name? Succotash?
Jane, but the folks just call her Junebug for short.
Taylor's daughter Junebug, huh? Yeah.
Anyway, she had this wedding, and it was just pure day hickory.
Yeah, real hickory wedding, huh?
When she come down the aisle, the organist played Dixie.
Dixie, how many possums in the bride's dowry? Was it a single or a double barrel ceremony?
Well, twist the dadgum knife.
Sorry, something wrong?
Oh, no. Nothing's wrong. Except that in one breath, you have managed to insult me, Hickory, the Taylor Norton family, and the entire staff.
Laverne,
I never said...
No need to explain, Doctor. I understand the situation perfectly. I was under the impression that we was equals here. Each allowed our small regional differences with no judgment being passed. But I can see now that I was as wrong as a hog in a... I was mistaken. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have tongue depressors to stack.
Oh, wait, Laverne... I did not insult the entire South. I live in the South. What do you think Florida is?
Carpetbagger.
STYLUS. Stylus. Your turn, Carol. Carol? Honey, are you okay?
Well, actually, I'm feeling a slight malaise.
We're home.
Oh, how was that thing at the Civic Center? It was great.
It's pretty much what they promised. A lot of trucks with really big tires.
Hi, Barbara. Been a long time.
Sure has.
have you been?
Not bad. How about yourself?
Good. Daddy, you remember Jerry Duvall?
Oh, yes, Jerry Duvall. Yeah, the surfer. You used to date Barbara.
But that's all in the past. He's traded in his wetsuit for a business suit. He's Jerry the financial planner now. And he's dating me. He has a car phone.
Oh, boy, that's real nice for you.
I've got a great dessert I've been experimenting with. Just give me 5 minutes.
I was always crazy about this dog. Boy, Dr. Weston, I haven't seen Sarge in a long time.
Neither have I.
Jerry, please, have a seat. Can I get you something to drink?
Oh, nothing, thanks.
Okay.
Or maybe some coffee.
Coffee it is.
No, make that tea. I'm sorry. Coffee. Coffee's good.
I'll put some on.
Carol tells me you ran into each other downtown.
Yeah. We go to the same skin counselor.
So what do you think of Jerry, Daddy? Do you like him?
Oh, he seems to have shaped up pretty nicely, but the important question is, do you like him?
Oh, yes, Daddy, I really do. And he's so bright and cultured and aware. It's hard to believe he ever went out with Barbara.
Maybe he just has a thing for the Western women.
Jerry, we can't do this.
You're right.
I mean, we really can't do this. I told Carol it was over between us. I thought it was.
I thought it was, too. I guess we were wrong.
No, Jerry, I can't do this to Carol. We've never dated each other's boyfriends. It's kind of a rule. I mean, usually it's not a problem because I don't go out with geeks. But
what if I was attracted to Carol because subconsciously she reminded me of you? What if it was really you I loved all along, but I was living in a state of denial?
I don't know. When you say things like that, it makes me think you should be dating Carol. Jerry, no, we can't do this.
Barbara, what? Look, do you still have feelings for me?
Well, I didn't think
do
I did,
you?
But... Yes, but Jerry...
I'm having lunch with Carol tomorrow. I'll break it off then. Then, can we see each other?
After you break it off with Carol.
Done.
Okay. Well, decaf coffee's okay. Carol won't let me have high octane after 5 o'clock.
Now, Daddy, be nice to Mr. Prostate and he'll be nice to you.
Coffee, Barbara?
No, I'm going to go to bed. So early? Yeah, tough day. Good night. Barbara, wait a minute. Barbara, thank you for giving me Jerry. What's the matter with me, Drive? I never wake up in the middle of the night. Of course, I never go to bed at 8 either. I usually haven't been kissing Harold's boyfriend.
What are you doing up so late?
Can't sleep.
You? Weird. Usually it's Carol who has those nightmares about being chased by knockwurst.
Charlie, I have a problem.
Oh, boy.
Normally you'd be the last person in the world I'd go to for advice.
And don't think I don't appreciate it.
But this is something I can't talk to Daddy about. It's too weird. I feel too sleazy.
Weird? Sleazy? Talk to me, Ben.
You see, Carol's dating this guy.
Okay, there's the weird part. Now let's cut to the sleazy.
Charlie, will you shut up a minute and listen? That's better. You see, Carol's going out with this guy that I used to go out with. And I told her it was okay, but now I think that maybe he and I still have feelings for each other. Is that terrible?
You're going to sneak around and see your sister's boyfriend behind her back? I love it.
No, Charlie, that's not the way it is. You see, he wants to break up with her. And then he and I will just happen to start seeing each other again. That's not so bad, is it?
Not at all. If I was in your place, I'd do exactly the same thing.
Oh, my God.
Good morning, Laverne.
Doctor.
Sorry I'm late.
It's your office.
I see you're still not speaking to me.
Don't be ridiculous, Doctor. That might interfere with my ability to perform the duties for which I was hired.
Wait a minute. What happened to your accent?
What accent?
Your accent.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You do, too. You have a southern accent now. What did you do with it?
As you can hear, Doctor, I have no accent.
Well, you used to go. I remember it distinctly.
Perhaps that was simply another figment of your bigoted imagination. Now, if you'll excuse me.
Now, I know you have tongue depressors to stack.
No, I have to ring up the apothecary and fill this prescription.
Is Carol back from getting dumped yet?
Not yet.
Good, then I didn't miss anything.
Charlie, don't touch those. They're for Carol. She's going to come home all depressed, and then she's going to stuff her face with all this junk food, and then she's going to lapse into a sort of starch coma.
Hi, everyone.
Hi.
Oh, junk food, thank God. Oh, what a day I've had.
That rat.
What?
What a cad.
Oh, come on, Carol. You don't have to put up a brave front for us. We're family.
Yeah, we're on your side. You can tell us if Jerry gave you the old ditcheroony.
I don't know what you're talking about. I had lunch with Jerry just today, and I can assure you he most certainly did not give me the old ditcheroony.
Are you sure?
Barbara, at this point in my life, I can sense when I'm being dumped. Sometimes I can sense it even when I'm not.
Wait a minute.
Are you sure he didn't dump you?
Yes.
Anyway, what makes... Why, you little Indian giver, forgive me, that was insensitive to our Native American brethren and sistren. Carol, I get it. You were hoping Jerry would dump me because you want him back. I knew I couldn't trust you.
Cat fight.
What happened to, if I want another boyfriend, I can always go out and get one. But now that Jerry's in love with me, you can't stand it. Well, tough luck, Barbara, because Jerry is not dumping me.
Oh, yeah? What makes you think so?
I know so. Do you see this? Jerry gave me this at lunch today, and he told me that he loves me. So there.
To Carol, all my love forever. Jerry. That's sweet, Beth!
Yeah. How does it feel, Barbara? How does it feel to be the rejected sister? Ooh, I love the way that sounds on you. Rejected. He's a stinky, slimy, scum-sucking little rat.
Why?
Because he rejected you? He didn't reject me. He told me he loved me and he was going to dump you at lunch today.
Oh, really, Barbara? You're going to have to come up with something a little better.
I'm sorry, Carol, but he was supposed to tell you. Oh, my God. This does have a certain ring of truth. My colon just spasmed.
Don't yell at me. He was my boyfriend first.
Hey, come on, you two. Let it go. The guy's no good. Now you both know it.
The idiot makes the point.
Thanks.
Anyway, it's not like Jerry and I were married or anything. I haven't thought about him for years until last night. I guess I can't really blame you, Barbara.
Who wants a rat like that anyway?
Not me. And yet here we are, sisters at each other's throats. Do you know who we should be mad at? The guy! Ooh, well, I've got a better one. The perfect revenge. We go to Jerry's house, and we burn every one of his left shoes. Why don't we just beat him up? Too obvious. No, I've got it. We tie him to a chair, and we force him to watch the dubbed version of Cinema Paradiso.
Why don't we just beat him up?
No. I've got it. We sneak into his house, and we force-feed him egg yolk until his cholesterol is way beyond the high normal range.
Why don't we just beat him up?
Our revenge has to be perfect. It needs to be something that preys upon his most deep-seated fear.
Carol, we've been through this. We can't castrate him.
No, Barbara, I'm talking about something far more heinous and frightening to him. Commitment.
What? We get a hold of him at gunpoint and make him go steady?
Even better. We get him over here under false pretenses, confront him, and then we force him to choose between us.
What good is that going to do?
Then after he chooses, the chosen sister dumps him. Ha! Okay. But what if he doesn't choose? Then we just beat him up.
You wanted to see me, Doctor?
Yes, Laverne, I wanted to clear up this problem we've been having.
You're right, Doctor. I don't think I can go on like this anymore.
Oh, well, what are you talking about?
I'm talking about how I can't keep talk without my act anymore. It's killing me. Woo, that felt good.
Laverne, nobody wanted you to talk without your accent. That was your idea.
Maybe. But you're the one that wanted me to deny my ancestral heritage, and the accent just goes along with it.
I never said I wanted you to deny your ancestral heritage.
Well, you're the one what thinks all Southerners are stupid and go around barefoot and hunting possums and having sex with their underage relatives.
I beg your pardon, I do not.
Well, you do, too. You just think all them things. You never thought them all at the same time like that before.
Laverne, I can't believe you think I have those prejudices. Well, we kid around here all the time, and sometimes when you're kidding around, you cross a line. If you were offended, I promise you it was totally, totally unintentional.
Well, I guess I am a little oversensitive. But when people hear this accent, they start treating me like I'm some kind of inbred moron. Well, Doctor, we Southerners may talk a little different. Okay, in my case, real different. We may have funny nicknames, and some of us may enjoy the design statement of a car up on cement blocks. But that don't mean we ain't civilized human beings with the same hopes and fears as anybody else. If you prick us, do we not bleed? If you tickle us, do we not laugh? If you poison us, will we not die?
William Shakespeare, the Merchant of Venice.
No, Taylor Norton, the turnip farmer of Hickory. Just kidding. But anyway, just because Taylor grows turnips don't mean we all do. Hickory's got a lawyer and a banker and a doctor, 5 cable guys.
I never said it didn't.
Well, okay then. See that you don't. Whew! I feel a lot better. I guess I've been toting that emotional baggage around for a month of Sundays.
Well, I'm glad we talked this through. I was afraid you were going to come in here and resign.
Now, Doctor, you know I'd never do that. What? After all, somebody's got to educate you up at a Yankee.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so glad you could make it tonight.
Where's Carol?
You broke up with her. Now you're all mine. Mine, 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 mine.
You didn't plan that. She's improvising a little sneak.
Hello, it's me, Carol. Anybody home?
Jerry, Barbara, oh my God.
Carol, I can explain.
Yeah, Carol. You see, once Jerry broke up with you, he discovered it was me he loved all along.
Listen, Barbara,
but Jerry
about
didn't
that...
break up with me. He told me that he loves me.
Well,
Jerry, say it isn't so.
Well...
You lied to us.
No, I never lied to you, Carol. When I told you I loved you, I meant it. And Barbara, when I told you I loved you and I was breaking up with Carol, well, I meant that too. At the time.
What are you saying?
Hey, I'm crazy about you two. Barbara, when I'm with you, there's nobody else. I love your energy, your sense of fun, your body. And I feel the same way about you, Carol. I love your intelligence, your insight.
And my body? Do you like my body? Let it go, Carol. You see, Jerry, the point is you can't have us both. So you're going to have to choose Carol or me.
I never meant to cause problems between the two of you.
Don't worry, Jerry. The love between two sisters is stronger than that of any man. Now choose!
Okay, then. I choose... Carol. No, Barbara. No, Carol. Carol? Carol.
He picked me! He picked me!
Carol?
What?
You know.
Do I have to? You're right. Look, buddy, Barbara and I are sisters with a capital S. And I would never date someone who treated my sister Barbara the way you treated me, Barbara's sister, Carol. And vice versa. Now, I'm sorry to have to hurt you like this, but it's over. I can't see you anymore.
Darn. Barbara?
Get real. Goodbye, Jerry.
Okay, but I still think we could work something out. Hey, who's this?
It's our grandmother, Nana Weston.
Cute.
Out! Well, guess we showed him.
Sure did.
He sure was devastated.
Sure was.
Well, actually, he didn't seem so much devastated. It was more like he
wasn't fazed at all.
Exactly.
Let's go beat him up.
Wait a second, Barbara. Who cares? Who cares? Something wonderful has happened here. After years of bickering, we finally stuck together like sisters.
Yeah. Weird.
Oh, Barbara. Remember when we were little, we used to watch White Christmas every year on TV, and then for days we'd act out that one song, Sisters, Sisters,
there were never such devoted sisters.
Oh, Barbara, let's do it again, with all the steps, just like we used to. It'll be a bonding thing. I'll be Vera Ellen, and you can be Rosemary Clooney.
Why do I have to be Rosemary Clooney?
Well, I don't know, Barbara. Maybe you just seem more the type to wind up doing toilet paper commercials. Okay, okay, you can be Vera Ellen.
Yeah.
A five, a six, a five, six, seven, eight. Sisters,
sisters, there were never such devoted sisters. Many men have tried to split us up, but no one can.
Lord help the mister who comes between me and my sister.
And Lord help the sister who comes between me and my sister.
Five, a six, a five, six, seven, eight. Sisters,
sisters, there were never such devoted sisters. Many men have tried to split us up, but no one can.
Lord help the sister who comes between me and my mister.
And Lord help the sister who comes between me and my man.
I'm sorry.